You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
The word ornery or onry seems like an ordinary enough word, but its link to the word ordinary might surprise people, and we don't all seem to agree on exactly what this word means.
That's what they say. Good morning. I'm Rebecca Kruth, and joining us now is University of Michigan English professor Anne Curzan. She joins us over Skype. Hello there, Anne.
Good morning.
And I've got to say, this is a word I heard from my mother on days when I was in a bad mood, maybe a little grouchy.
And she would say what to you, Rebecca?
She would tell me that I'm being ornery, is how she says that word. It's not how I say it. I'm more of an ornery person. I don't know where I got that from, but that's how I say it.
All right. I love it. And so there we have two of the pronunciations, ornery, how your mother said it and how I say it. And then a pronunciation like ornery, which seems to be more how you say it. You'll also get ornery. Our listener Melinda wrote to us about this, both about the pronunciation and the origins of the word. And the origins are really interesting here because this word goes back to a word that I would guess is more familiar to many listeners, which is ordinary. It is an alternate pronunciation of the word ordinary.
They sound really similar, but I never would have put those two together.
Exactly. Once you know it, you think, oh, I can see how that happened. Ornery is a North American variant, and we start to see its more widespread use in the early 19th century. And in those early uses, you will get uses of ornery where it clearly is just synonymous with ordinary. You'll get things like ornery times or ornery looking. But then ornery also has this meaning of worthless or low quality. And people may be wondering, where did that come from? Well, it helps to look at the history of ordinary, because that word, which means belonging to the regular or usual order of things or occurring in the course of regular practice, it has long meant that. But by the 1600s, you could also use the word ordinary to talk about people of a lower social position. And that way it would mean something like common, which could also be used to mean something like unrefined or low. And in this way, ordinary started to pick up even more negative meanings, where when you talked about things, it could be low quality. And we see this show up with ornery. And here's a quote from 1816 from Maryland. And the quote is, "The land is old, completely worn out, the farming extremely ornery in general." So clearly worthless. And ornery from there just gets worse. It starts to pick up more negative meanings, and you start to see it being used to mean cantankerous, mean, unpleasant. What does ornery or ornery mean for you, Rebecca?
Well, growing up, my mom would use it, as I said, if I had a day where I was being grouchy or something. But I tend to think of it more as like a character trait, you know, not something temporary. It's just part of your personality.
And like you, for me, it's quite a negative term. So for me, it's cantankerous. I could use it for people. You see it used a lot for animals. And here, I tend to think of goats, perhaps because they have a reputation for being stubborn. But this is where I was struck by a discussion on Language Log about there are speakers for whom ornery is a much less negative term. For example, if you were to talk about a child as an ornery child, for me, that would be very negative about that kid. But for the person writing into Language Log, it would mean that the child was mischievous but lovable, this kind of good-spirited trickster meaning, which is found throughout the Midwest, according to the Dictionary of American Regional English, but certainly not a meaning that I have. Do you have it, Rebecca?
No, but I think I'm going to have to call my mom and ask her if that was actually what she meant. Probably not.
I love that. And interestingly, in the Dictionary of American Regional English, the editors also note that in Missouri, the word ornery or onry can also mean that you are feeling vaguely unwell if you are feeling ornery.
Well, that wraps up an ordinary day here at That's What They Say, which means we got to learn cool stuff about words. Thanks so much, Anne.
Have a good Sunday.
Ann Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday morning here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for That's What They Say. And if you have a question about our ever-changing language, email us at language@michiganradio.org.